you doing? It's Wednesday. Have you got any place to go? If not, may we invite you to the Albert Brooks Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Albert.
Show brought to you by your Treasury Department, reminding you that Series E war bonds have a big job to do, and so do you.
Mr. Brooks, get up, it's a Wednesday.
What?
Wake up, Mr. Brooks.
The Japanese have invaded. Take cover.
No, Mr. Brooks, you were sleeping. Wake up, it's me, Sam.
Oh, Sam, you gotta remember, you're not an American. Until this war's over, you gotta wake me up gently.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Brooks, but the president of the network called.
Well, why was he calling me? Did he run out of bananas?
Oh, no. He got plenty of bananas. He say this week's script no good. Could not be used.
No good? What does he mean no good? What's no good?
Remember your show last week?
Yes.
That was no good.
Okay, Sam, I'll handle the joke.
What joke?
Look, this is serious. If they rejected my script, that means I've got no show tonight. Why didn't you wake me up earlier?
I'm a houseboy, not a kamikaze.
I'll kamikaze you. Get my clothes started. Get my car on. Oh, get something. I've got to get to the office.
Good morning, Mr. Brooks' office. Oh, hi, Sarah. No, I wasn't doing very much. Just writing Mr. Brooks a fan letter. Well, somebody has to do it. The man's a big radio star. Gee, I'm having trouble. Maybe you can help. Can you think of a compliment? I thought of that, too, but calling a man lucky really isn't a compliment. Well, all I've got so far is, Dear Mr. Brooks. Well, maybe I'll just sign that. After all, dear's a nice thing to say. Uh-oh, I hear footsteps. I'll call you later, Sarah. Good morning, Mr. Brooks.
Don't try and humor me, Gladys. This is not a good morning. Haven't you heard? We haven't got a show tonight.
You haven't got a show tonight. I'm just your secretary.
Gladys, if I don't have a show, I don't need a secretary.
Maybe I have some old jokes in my car.
That's better. Now, look, I got a whole show to write in the next few minutes, so no calls, no visitors, no nothing. I don't want to be disturbed.
You've been disturbed for the last 12 years.
If you weren't my mother, you'd never have this job.
If I wasn't your mother, I wouldn't need this job.
Well, at least there's paper in the typewriter. That's a start. Now, let's see. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's funny. Let's see, maybe something about the president. Who is the president?
Hello, Albert.
Edgar, didn't my mother tell you I was busy?
Nope. She just said you didn't want to be disturbed. I said, who does?
Look, I'm very busy. What do you want?
Oh, nothing.
Edgar, if I'm paying you to be my lawyer, and you come in here and bother me for no reason at all, one of us has got to be pretty stupid. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
Look, Edgar, I got work to do.
Okay. Just sign these papers.
What are they?
Oh, this is the lady suing you about the car.
Oh, no.
And this is the man suing you for slandering him on last week's show.
Last week's show? What did I say?
You said he wrote it. And this is the last one.
What is it?
It's a picture for my daughter. Could you autograph it?
Oh, all right, I suppose. Edgar, this isn't a picture of me. It's a picture of the Empire State Building.
You're on radio, Mr. Brooks. My daughter has no idea what you look like.
Will you get out of here?
See you later. Bye-bye.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Who? What number are you calling? This is my private line. How did you get this number? Oh, a wrong number, huh? Well, look, mister. Instead of wasting nickels calling people you don't even know, why don't you save your money and help your country at the same time? What do you mean, what do I mean? Haven't you ever heard of Series E war bonds? Right, the same kind Albert Brooks talks about on the radio. They're an investment in your country's future. They're the safest way to save. And Uncle Sam needs your dollars and your dimes right now more than ever. Your money's got work to do over there. So don't waste time. Visit your nearest bank or post office and start saving the Series E war bonds way today. Thank you. By the way, mister, you say you listen to the Albert Brooks show, huh? Well, what did you think of last week's program? Oh, yeah? Well, your show stinks, too. What does he know? He can't even put his finger in the right hole. Now, let's see. Where was I? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Maybe it's too much of a cliche. Nah, it couldn't be. Everybody else uses it. Let's see.
Hey, Mr. Brooks, have no fear. Eddie Rinaldi is here.
Eddie, what are you doing here? Why aren't you rehearsing with the rest of the band? Hey, wait, you can't put your drums on my rug. What are you doing?
I'm putting my drums on your rug.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you got that drum solo in the middle of the Benny Goodman medley tonight.
That's right, Pops. After tonight, this could be the Eddie Rinaldi show. After last week, it should be the Eddie Rinaldi show.
Okay, Eddie, just play me your solo.
You got it, man.
That's great, Eddie. Now, will you get out of here?
No problem, Fat.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any work done here. Might as well go over to the studio. Well, at least this hustle and bustle is getting my mind going. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, see, it works when you're in the studio. Now, I was going to say something about the president.
Mr. Brooks.
Henry, what are you doing here? You're not on this week's show.
That's what I'm doing here. I haven't been in the show for the last 8 weeks.
Well, I know that, Henry, but I'm making some changes in the program. Certain characters are being fired.
Am I?
Yes, you are, Henry.
Is it because I
stutter? Stammer? Say it!
Sting!
No, Henry, you don't stink. It's just that the show's running over budget.
Oh. Well, it's fortunate I got that weekend job.
Weekend job? I didn't know you had a weekend job, Henry. What do you do?
I'm an auctioneer.
See you next week, Henry. Oh, my goodness. Half hour to showtime, and we still don't have that script. What am I going to do?
Well, how is Mr. Talent this evening?
Look, Bill, a fine producer you are coming around here a half hour before we go on the air. Why do you bother to show up at all?
Well, I wasn't planning to, but my golf game ended early.
Didn't you hear what happened? The network called this morning. They rejected tonight's script. I've got no show.
Relax, Brillo head. You ain't got nothing to worry about. The president of the network called me on the 14th green. Just lucky for you, I putt with a phone.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
He said this week's script was fine.
Fine? Oh, my goodness, what a relief. Now I've got something to say. But wait a minute. What made him change his mind?
He didn't change his mind. He still hates what he read.
Yeah, well, what did he read? No, don't tell me.
Last week's show.
boy. Good night, everybody.
The Albert Brooks Show comes to you each Wednesday night from Hollywood and stars Sheldon Leonard and Pat Carroll with Dawes Butler, Bob Holt, Franklin McCormick, Mel Reed, Sid Feller and his orchestra, the Altones, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and of course, Albert Brooks, who says, war bonds are winning the war, so buy more. Good night. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.